Web notifications allow websites to display messages via your device's native notification system. We start by doing some responsible feature detection, proceeding only if the browser supports the functionality. Next, we call request permission. This returns a promise, allowing us to hook into the then method. When our function is called, we can see if the user has granted us permission. Now we create the notification and add a click handler. When creating a notification, we pass in a title and some options. Our options will contain a body as well as an icon. When the user clicks, we'll show a simple alert. Ready to see our code in action? There's our permission prompt. Clicking Yes grants permission to show notifications from this domain. If we click the notification, we invoke our event handler. Because we already granted permission, we won't be prompted again. Let's leave this notification alone and open the Action Center. The notification exists here as well. Right-clicking allows us to silence notifications for this site or edge. Left-clicking takes us back to our page. At times, you may need to modify or delete permissions. You can do so through advanced settings. With notifications, you can build richer and more native-feeling web applications. With just a few lines of code, whether your site is visible or not, we are able to deliver important updates to the user. For more information and links to documentation, head here.